Agenda is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Whitehouse?
So on this, there's two changes to the agenda, well, at least two. I don't know if you have any others. But as maybe some of the public have heard, on Monday, I believe, Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Bill Number 23 was signed into law by the governor. It's couches in affordable housing supply bill. It's an amendment relating to housing supply and housing affordability. One of the provisions of that is creation of Title 29, Section 9223, which eliminates public hearings for certain types of residential applications. And caught up in that, apparently, is major subdivisions that ordinarily would have a public hearing in front of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. Based upon this new legislation that went into effect immediately, legal staff and county staff need to evaluate this because, again, it appears that there's no longer the requirement for a public hearing for any major subdivision in Sussex County at this point. We need to figure out what the process for that would be. We don't have a process for that now. There's, you know, how that's going to be handled by staff, what it means in terms of what the decision is going to look like, what authority the county has, and reviewing something essentially administrative on, you know, that type of scale. Again, I just wanted to point out that as a result, we're not going to have the two public hearings for 2024-10 Windy Acres and 2025-07 Shadow Ridge. And I'd also point out that until we figure out the process for this and the what it means to not have a public hearing for major subdivisions, which I would point out, major subdivisions, there's no component of it that avoids a public hearing related to affordable housing. It's every major subdivision in Sussex County now doesn't have a public hearing, apparently. Until we can get our hands around that and create a process for it, we're going to put a hold on any future consideration of major subdivision applications. We kind of have no choice because we just got to figure out now what that means and what we've got to do with them. So, yeah. So. Yeah, no, this was state legislation. Yeah, a change to, as I said, there's changes to Title IX, but this particular provision was a change to Title 29 of the Delaware Code. And actually, in Title 29, in the section that I reference, it specifically preempts or exempts the public hearing requirements that are set forth in Title 29 that would otherwise apply to subdivision applications.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson. Mr. Whitehouse?
Thank you. I have no other changes. The staff did reach out to the applicants for both of those subdivisions today to meet with their staff to communicate this in advance. So that they're not learning of this now.
Okay. So just to be clear for the public that's here, if you are here to speak with regards to the Windy Acres or the Shadow Ridge public hearings that were originally included on our agenda for today, they will not be heard, as Mr. Robertson just stated. Okay, can I get a motion to approve the agenda as revised?
I move that we approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded to approve the revised agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is the approval of minutes from June 3rd and June 17th, 2026.
Madam Chair, unless anyone on the commission had any changes or revisions, they would be as circulated.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve the minutes of June 3rd and June 17th, 2026.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the minutes from June 3rd and June 17th, 2026. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion carries.